Hello, I'm Ruben Rubenstein. As chief editor of the newly published self-help book, The Time Bandit Solution, it's my honor and my privilege to interview its author, Mr. Edward G. Brown. Although Time Bandit Solution is his first self-help book, the book is an adaptation and expands upon an immensely successful video-based training program produced and distributed by the Cohen Brown Management Group entitled Structured Time and Workflow Management, also known as STWM. STWM is one of Ed's more recent video-based leader-led training programs designed primarily for the corporate world. Ed's business career, however, did not begin at Cohen Brown. In fact, it began in the music industry, where with his then-partner H.B. Barnum, he went on to produce several major albums with R&B and rock and roll stars. He also produced records for such artists as Aretha Franklin, Lou Rawls, and many groups such as the Penguins, the Robins, the Supremes, and many others. And eventually, he managed many of the artists he recorded, later owning the third largest business management firm in revenues in the United States. He has owned banks, finance companies, and was the president of OCs of North America, then one of the most famous motivational companies with such clients as Metropolitan Life Insurance, IBM, and many others. Thereafter, he co-founded Cohen Brown Management Group with Dr. Martinelle Cohen, and they went on to become the number one consulting and training company in the world, specializing in developing sales and service cultures within the diversified financial services, as well as many other industries such as telecommunications and healthcare. Cohen Brown, founded in 1979, included as some of its early clients Security Pacific National Bank, Bank of America, Chase Manhattan, Bank One, and Citibank, and a whole host of other branded financial institutions throughout the rest of the world. Cohen Brown is now located in 50 countries and has been translated into 12 languages. Without any further ado, I have the privilege of presenting to you the co-founder and president of the Cohen Brown Management Group and the author of The Time-Bounded Solution, Mr. Edward G. Brown. Ed, thank you so much for allowing me to interview with you.
It's my pleasure.
Ed, what is it about The Time-Bounded Solution that differentiates it from all the other time management books that have been written?
I've been doing a study of structured time and workflow management as an efficiency expert for 20 of my 36 years with Cohen Brown. And what I found amongst all the people that I studied is they never seem to have enough time.
Time for what, Ed?
Time to meet their goals, achieve their objectives.
Why?
Too many walk-ins, call-ins, too many unwanted, unnecessary, and totally unproductive interruptions.
So, Ed, why the title? Why Time Bandits?
It wasn't meant to be cynical. It wasn't meant to be jaded. It was meant to correlate with the given reality that forever people are complaining about lost time, stolen time. And the title isn't just Time Bandit Solutions. It's also the subtext, recovering the stolen time you never knew you had.
So who are these time bandits?
That's the challenge. These time bandits can be your boss, it can be your colleague, it can be your clients, it can be your very best friends or your family.
Why now? Why is this book so timely?
Well, after the success of Structured Time and Workflow Management, which focused on downsizing of corporations throughout the world because of the 2008 socioeconomic crisis, I recognized that although STWM, the video, could be made available to a relatively small portion of the population around the world, I wanted the book so that everyone could become exposed to the issues and the solutions.
How will Time Bandit Solution affect the recovery that you just talked about?
Well, Ruben, as you know, the recovery actually began in 2010, continued in 2011, and became more intense in 2012, and it continues to grow better and better and better. However, what industry learned was that after downsizing, the dependency it had on the human resource to continue meeting the goals and objectives of these companies prior to the downsizing had to be sustained. Although it wasn't fair, it was necessary.
how does the Time Bandit solution help along in the recovery?
By leveraging the most important resource that industry has, it's human resources.
What do you mean by leveraging human resources?
Enabling and empowering the human resource to increase its personal performance will increase its productivity and thus increase revenues and thus increase profits and quality control.
How exactly does leveraging work?
When unnecessary, unwanted, and unproductive interruptions are eliminated, particularly in a downsizing or hiring freeze market, those survivors of downsizing and hiring freezes who are asked to meet these goals, which become enormous because there are fewer people doing more things. Well, what happens if we get out of their way so they can do what's expected of them, they'll get the results that industry is looking for, but not until then.
What are the adverse effects of all of these interruptions?
My very first workshop in STWM were calculations to analyze from them how much of their time was lost as a result of unwanted, unplanned, and unproductive interruptions. The results were staggering.
So Ed, what's the solution?
Obviously, fewer interruptions, or let's eliminate them altogether if we don't need them. There is a quid pro quo opportunity for the Time Bandit, who has his own Time Bandits, to sit down and negotiate what they get in return if they provide the solution called time locking. In a time lock, the Time Bandit gives uninterrupted blocks of time to the victim of time banditry. And in that time lock, our victim no longer has to multitask.
But Ed, how do you propose this time locking stuff? I mean, do you just say no to interruptions?
I'd help you if you do. I've been reading books lately and even had some seminars vetted called Just Say No to Interruptions. That's absurd. Great way to lose the promotion, or lose your job, your friend, lose a client, exactly. So no, you can't just say no. It's about finessing. It's about negotiating. It's by knowing how to approach or present the time-locking proposal and understand the potential objections that may occur so you're not apprehensive or frightened of potential rejection from the time bandit. You talk to them about benefits to them, increasing productivity, increasing quality control, discussing the possibility that despite their company becoming downsized, despite the fact that their company is seeking to achieve bigger goals, higher objectives, it's achievable. So this concept of time locking.
This time locking, it sounds ideal. In fact, it sounds a little idealistic. Is it doable?
It's not idealistic. It's very, very real because we've done it. And we've done it very, very well. And we have wonderful results to prove, not only qualitatively, but quantitatively, that revenues with some of our clients of STWM have increased by 30 to 60%. All the time that they lost, that they got back, was used to increase productivity by a like amount, and it was all as a result of time locking. We live in an interruption culture. We're accustomed to being interrupted, but that doesn't make it right. Moreover, each of us in today's world find ourselves becoming our own worst time bandits. The internet, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, video games. The thing that I worried about in STWM and even with TBS is now that we have all this time surplus, how do I get us from not taking that time surplus and using it unproductively because there are so many potential personal distractions?
So Ed, assuming that we get cooperation from third-party time bandits, how do we get over the fact that we're our own worst time bandits?
This, Ruben, is the summum bonum of the time bandit solution called focal locking. Focal locking means bearing down on your time lock, developing concentration.
Is there a correlation between motivating third-party time bandits and gaining concentration for yourself?
Yes, it's called change management behavior techniques. In the 36 years that Marty and I have been partners, we began by saying to the banking industry, we are going to convert administrative and service reactive cultures into proactive sales and service cultures. And the banking industry said to both of us, are you out of your mind? They thought it was an oxymoron. But banks are some of the most competitive companies within a single industry in the world. They're all competing for market share, share of wallet, customer retention, employer and employee comfort and loyalty. So behaviors can change. And to do change behavior, you first have to recognize what it is about us that's perfectly normal. It's called the rubber band principle.
What is that?
If you stretch rubber band, Reuben, end to end for 1,000 years and let go, it'll snap right back to the middle.
True.
And that's one of the problems we have with time locking and the focal locking. It isn't a one-time event. The methodology is a process wherein controlling interruptions from third parties or your own self-interruptions and loss of concentration becomes a process and a way of life. We're addicted to the interruption culture, just like we become addicted to drugs or alcohol or food. We become addicted to interruptions because it's in our culture, but it can be overcome.
Do you go over this process in Time Bandit Solutions?
In great detail, Reuben.
Can you give us some of the takeaways?
Yeah. It's called psychological martial arts, and it's part of a mental hygiene process. We get up in the morning, we wash our face, we brush our teeth. We wouldn't dream of not doing that. If psychologically we began to think about interruptions and not wanting to either cause them or thinking about not being apprehensive about approaching our time bandits because we know what to say. In the book, we cover exactly how you approach time bandits and all the objections they may have, the scripting, everything you're supposed to say.
Psychological martial arts, Ed? Give me some examples.
Meditation, Reuben, was one of the most important assets for the success of anything I've ever done in my life. I know it sounds airy-fairy, but it's not. It's one of the Eastern philosophies, psychologies, and methodologies for learning how to relax and learning how to exchange negative ideas with positive ideas and what's called positive affirmations.
Ed, any final words or recommendations?
Warren Buffett recently said, don't lose money. And then the second recommendation was listen to my first recommendation. I'm going to say to everyone, don't waste time. Time is money.
Ed, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.